about websites and eclipses too.
And eclipses.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, did you get a chance to go out and look at it yesterday?
I did. I was really upset because it wasn't getting as dark as I thought it was going to get.
Right.
It got, how did I describe it earlier this morning? It got kind of shadowy. It got a little darker,
yeah.
a little dark, but not as dark as I thought it was going to get.
Yeah.
And then there was some cloud cover too,
yeah,
which was really upsetting me.
Yeah.
And but we went outside, and Matt from across the hall at WHAI let me borrow his glasses.
Okay.
And when you put the glasses on, it really was cool looking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like orange and a little puffy. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's neat. I mean, it doesn't happen all that often, but I think that it was actually helpful that there was a little bit of cloud cover. I was driving on my way to the energy park.
Okay.
So we had cloud cover. I had my sunglasses on, and I looked up through the tinted sunroof,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you still can't look at it all that, you know, long, but I was able to look at it several times, like for a second.
Okay.
You know, and that was good. And then the energy park was packed with people.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, a bunch of people were there. A lot of people, about maybe one in five, had glasses, and they were sharing their glasses around.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was cool. And Paul Franz was there, and he had his camera set up with the monitor and then a mirror taped to it so you could just look down, and it was big as day right there.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so you weren't looking right at it because it's the viewfinder on the camera is like a little digital, you know, TV.
Did you take any photos?
I took some, yeah. I took one off of his so you could see his camera, like the body and all that. And that was
a
picture
of
a picture. Yeah.
Nice.
It's all about the irony. But it got me thinking, like, when's the next one?
I heard it soon.
That's right. So the last time...
Relatively soon. Not next week.
Not next week, but not 99 years from now. So less than seven. It's April 8th of 2024.
I heard 2024, but April 8th. Okay. I didn't know what month or day.
And the one that we had yesterday... So let's go back to greatamericaneclipse.com.
We did that website. Right? Yeah.
We did that last week. Let's do it again.
Uh-huh.
And I was hoping, I went to NASA.gov, N-A-S-A, NASA.gov, no one really has a lot of, like, here's a lot of shots from yesterday. You know, if you want to see the eclipse, you could go to YouTube or whatever. That's not YouTube.com. Have you ever heard of that website? And just type in eclipse and you'll find a bunch of good videos. But so the eclipse that happened yesterday was notable because it went all the way across the United States, right? It came in through Oregon, I guess. And
that's what I heard, yeah.
And then kind of in a east-southeasterly direction and exit out through North Carolina. The next one's going to come in through Mexico and go up in a northeasterly direction and go right across Buffalo and out across the tip of Maine. So
that's the opposite.
In the same easterly direction, but in a different angle.
Right.
So going northeast.
Making a big X.
Making a big X. So, but Buffalo, hey, I mean, it's going to go right through the center of
That's a whole lot closer to us.
Burlington, Vermont. So, I mean, you
know. So you're saying the next eclipse in 2024.
Is a couple hours drive to get to totality.
Is going to be even better.
For us.
Awesome.
Yeah, so even if you
That's what I want to hear, Mick.
Even if you don't travel anywhere, we'll probably get like 90%, you
know, coverage. I'll take
90%. Yeah.
Every day of the week.
But I mean, 2 hours away, a 2 hour drive, hey, I'm doing it. We're booking a flight already.
Yeah, book your Buffalo hotel room.
That's right.
Now.
My Airbnb. If anyone will go out 7 years, that's fine. But so that was fun.
What's your eclipse website, buddy?
This week, again, it is greatamericaneclipse.com, and if you scroll down, there's a whole bunch of tiles. You see one of them says total solar eclipse of April 8th, 2024, and you get all the details about where it'll be next time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mick's from Montague Webworks. Remember that Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. The 30% off store's link is at bear953.com, and there you can get gift certificates for businesses like Mick's, where you can save 30% on the gift certificates for whatever a Mick needs to do for your website.
Or whatever you need me to do for your website.
Exactly.
You know, fix it up, do it over. I mean, we've got people calling up and they've got a WordPress site. They don't know how to use it. Their web person has gone away and, you know, please. So we
missing
just,
in action.
Miss MIA. And we transfer it over and we train them how to do it. And we're here and we can come to you.
We'll see what we can do. Mick, Montague Webworks, part of our 30% off store over at bear953.com. You'll find the link. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yep.
It's 7:57.